side. And I get asked all the time on Airbnb and VRBO because our properties are high end and they're beautiful. This piece of property sits on 10 acres. And it sits back, I think it's 5 or 6 acres off the street. So if and I want to be neighborly, and if he doesn't want us to put signs, we'll put trees. We'll do something that makes everybody happy. So, but I want you to know that when we, what our business is, we're professional people. This is our livelihood, and this is what I'm leaving to my children when I die. Same thing for him and his family. So this is not some fly-by-the-night company that we are. So we take it personal. We love Branson. We will take care of this property because it is in a very nice neighborhood. And we want to keep it that way, and we want to keep the neighbors. You know, we want to be friendly with everybody. We're not having parties. We're not doing that. I don't allow it. I never have. And if I could have my cleaning people here, I would tell you right now, I have one lady, one company that does every property that we have, and she would tell you the same thing. We just don't allow it. So if there's a different buffer that we need to put up, we'll put it up. Yeah. And I want to mention one other thing, too, and then I'll shut up. The dip in the road and the slowdown zone, the speed zone. So anybody that's coming here for a vacation rental is going to be GPSing. So if you're coming around the corner, you're not flying 60 miles an hour when your GPS tells you that you're right here. Does that make sense? You're not flying 60 miles an hour around a corner. You're slowing down. I mean, we all do that when we're getting ready to turn, and we all GPS when we're going somewhere we don't know where we're going. So you try to anyway, right? But I just want you to know about us and our character that we don't run a business like this. Everything we have is in this city.
Okay. Any of the members have any questions for these applicants?
You said there is no covenants.
There is not. There is none. And I have my real estate agent here that can tell you that.
It's a meets and bounds legal description. Not we have in a subdivision.
Yeah, that doesn't mean it can't be covenants. So
that'd be a deed restriction.
Deed restriction.
Yeah. Do we know of any other nightly rentals close to this?
I usually look for that on each one and let you know when there are some. And I don't remember finding any approvals. The closest one would be in Emery Creek. I mean, it's going to be right here. That one was approved with special use, but that's, you know, that's kind of... As the crow flies, not real far, but
that,
you have
I
to take all the way back
one.
To 248.
I mean, it's pretty much off down in the hollow there to
it goes
itself,
through the subdivision, and yeah. It sets back on a larger acreage. But that's the only one I'm aware of that had approval.
That doesn't mean that you can't give us a chance. We just don't allow people, we don't allow these people to run our properties down. And because we don't stack people on top of people on top of people, like a lot of these Airbnbs do, we just don't do that. So, and that's why this is a 5-bedroom that would typically, it would be 10 people. I have a futon in a room that I could clearly stack more people, but I don't want to do it because it destroys our property. So we take care of what we own. And I absolutely do not allow parties. And it says it in every single one of our descriptions on Airbnb. And I might add one other thing, too, for our Ring doorbells. So I'll watch. Matter of fact, my kids make fun of me because I sit and watch them Friday night at 11 o'clock at night. I'm sitting there watching Ring doorbell. And we have not had any problems with any issues with any parties. You know, families get together, yes, but we've not had any wild parties. No one's complaining. So we just don't do that. It's not the type of people I'm trying to vet to stay at our place.
This is currently zoned R1, isn't it?
This would be an A1 parcel.
I'm confused, and maybe I missed it, but are you managing the property, or would you have someone locally?
No, I manage.
From Louisiana?
I do. Mm-hmm. I live in Shreveport.
Part of our requirements is to have somebody local.
We do have full-time property or maintenance guy that works here, that lives here, that's mm-hmm. full-time.
So they have to have somebody on their posting that would be local within yeah. Taney County or an adjoining county.
He's our full-time employee.
But hired full-time just to work
yeah,
for
us. Yeah, we have
here.
Him, yeah. You know, we have our whole team of people. We have, like everybody, I mean, we've got our landscaper that does every single property we have. The cleaning lady does every single property that we own here. We have a team of people that allows us to be able to do this. And we have systems in place that allow me to be able to remotely superhost every house with a 5-star rating from Louisiana because everything is on systems. And I watch everything myself. I eat, live, and breathe vacation rentals. This is my life. And it's our livelihood, and it's our future for our children. So we just don't allow the craziness that some places do.
Myself, I've got a concern with the surrounding properties being all residential, single family, and this being a nightly rental and the only one in that fairly congested area.
You know, when you look at this property, it sits back so many miles, or some miles, it sits back so many acres that your feel is not that it's congested. Yes, there are homes across the street and beside us, but they're so far away that the only thing close to us is the building that the gentleman that came up here that opposed it. I guess it's a garage. And there's a dirt road that leads to his garage, but his home is closer towards 160, so as you can see. So you say congested, but yet when you look at it, it doesn't. You don't have that feel.
Does anybody else have any questions or concerns?
She's already spoken, right?
Okay, we've already heard them.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm just disagreeing with some things you're saying, but that's okay. It's your
mm-hmm. That's right.
I appreciate your the vehemence with which you obviously manage your properties. There's also that comment that it's all good until it's not. It's all good when it happens once. You know what happens, it can be a bad deal. But for the sake of the people, I mean, that have been up, Mr. Chairman, we have an area here that seems to be completely without any nightly rentals. And for that reason, I think I'd make a motion for the, Scott, I don't know what the right word is. I really need to look at our terminology here.
Well, we'll motion and second, and then we'd move forward with the thoughts and the reasons.
As badly as I hate to, but I think listening to the people, I think it's the right thing to do.
So we have a motion to deny. Do we have a second?
One second.
We have a second.
Mr. Chairman, before you take a vote, we just take a consensus amongst any of them that vote for that motion that their reasoning, according to our section in our zoning regulations.
you have that term.
Tom, and what I've got written down is the surrounding parcels are residential with no other nightly rentals, and then there's no other nightly rentals in the area.
In the first one about the, you know, the general comfort and general welfare of the area,
mm-hmm.
would be one of them.
Due to there's no other nightly rentals in the area? Is that, okay.
That's section 23E1.
We have a discussion. I'd like to talk to them further.
Okay, we're still having discussion until we're confirmed, so go ahead.
The gentleman that lives next door, could I ask you a question?
Sure.
How would you feel about it if they put an impenetrable vegetative buffer between their road and your property?
Well, that would help, but it
wouldn't change your mind.
Probably not.
Okay, thank you.
I would put something else there. If they needed a fence there, we'll put a fence. We're willing to work with them to make them happy on whatever they want.
Well, my concern is that I like your passion for your job and the way you present it, but I think we would be opening up the door for other high-end rentals in this residential subdivision.
Anybody else have any concerns? Scott, you got enough for a reason.
So surrounding parcels being residential only, no other nightly rentals in the area. With no nightly rentals in the area, this one would be a substantial adverse impact. Is that correct, Tom?
Yeah.
From section one. Yeah. And then from Doug, it would open a door for other nightly rentals if this one was approved. So that would be somewhat the development and improvement of the surrounding properties. Doug, which is three. The potential impact of the other surrounding properties for development would be the reasons for denial if the vote went for the approval of the motion as it stands on the floor now.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor of denying this, raise your hand. Got one, two, three, four. You vote? Yes. All those opposed? One. 5-1.
5-1. Okay, there is an appeal process. Within 90 days from this decision, you can make application to the planning department, to the Board of Adjustment. You're tasked with preventing or providing evidence where they erred in their decision. And you can call the office and we can go over that if you desire.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Our next project is 21-023, conditional use permit, Scott Myers, Dustin Myers, and Jeremy Wells.
So you have Scott Myers, Dustin Myers, and Jeremy Wells are seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use intended for a proposed future two-bedroom single-family home. Per the Taney County Assessor's information, the subject property is approximately 5.11 acres in size with no structures on the property. It is Lot 4, located in the Hilltop Ranches subdivision, Reeds Spring. Property will be served by a shared well for water, an on-site septic system for wastewater, and then White River Electric for electric. So this location right here is the very northwest corner of Taney County, Christian County, Stone County. So here's our property. You find where we are there? Tom, straight north of you, as far as you can go. I have-